An example of my old story about money.
Here's an example of an old story about money. There are so many things that I want that I just can't afford. I'm making more money today than ever before, but money feels as tight as ever. It just seems like I can't get ahead. It seems like I've worried about money my whole life. I remember how hard my parents worked and my mother's constant worry about money, and I guess I inherited all of that. But that isn't the kind of inheritance I'd hoped for. I know there are really wealthy people in the world who don't have to worry about money, but they aren't anywhere near me. Everyone I know right now is struggling and worried about what's going to happen next. Notice how this story began by noticing a current unwanted condition, and then moved to justification of the situation, and then looked into the past for more emphasis of the current problem, which amplified the resentment more, then moved on to a broader view of perceived shortage. In other words, when you begin to tell a negative story, the law of attraction will help you reach from your present perspective into your past, even into your future, but the same vibrational pattern of lack will persist. When you focus upon lack in an attitude of complaining, you establish a vibrational point of attraction that then gives you access only to more thoughts of complaint, whether you're focused in your present, your past, or your future. Your deliberate effort to tell a new story will change that. Your new story will establish a new pattern of thought, providing you with a new point of attraction from your present, about your past, and into your future. The simple effort of looking for positive aspects from right where you stand will set a new vibrational tone that will not only affect the way you feel right now, but will begin the immediate attraction of thoughts, people, circumstances, and things that are pleasing to you.